this
okay,
one?
I missed that one, Luke. You're going to have to bring us up to speed.
You can go over to Crooks and Liars. They've got the tape. He had it was about I can't think of it all of a sudden. It's about somebody talking about the
This is the Quality News Network. A package of proposed sanctions against Iran is expected to be introduced today to the UN Security Council. Under the new pact, Iranian arms exports would be banned, and those involved with Tehran's nuclear program would be subject to a freeze of assets. In Beijing, a new round of nuclear disarmament talks with North Korea begins today. A major obstacle has been removed. The U.S. abandoned a probe into frozen North Korean funds held in a Macau bank. For the first time, the Pentagon has characterized some of the violence in Iraq as a civil war, echoing an earlier analysis by U.S. intelligence agencies. The Defense Department's quarterly report on the war also noted that the period between October and December was the deadliest three-month interval since the initial U.S. invasion. Three U.S. soldiers were killed yesterday in northern Iraq. A Marine and another soldier were killed in the Anbar province. On Capitol Hill, Republican House and Senate members are expected to introduce a measure today permitting states to opt out of testing mandated in President Bush's No Child Left Behind Act. Lawmakers are criticizing the red tape and financial burdens the act demands of school districts. House members from both sides of the aisle voted to rescind President Bush's order permitting presidents to keep official papers secret indefinitely. Congress members say the move will protect government whistleblowers and give historians better access to information. The Guantanamo Bay prisoner authorities accused of planning the 9/11 attacks confessed to some of the most dramatic terrorist acts of the decade during his military tribunal Saturday. His trial is closed. His comments were provided by the Pentagon. Israel has rejected the agreement that creates a unity government in the Palestinian territories. The pact aims to put an end to violence between rival factions and to convince world leaders to lift sanctions. In central India, Maoist rebels attacked a government security post overnight, killing as many as 49 policemen. The assault included firebombs, grenades, and machine gun fire. In Nigeria, two Italian oil workers kidnapped by rebels more than 3 months ago have been released unharmed. The rebels vowed to increase attacks against oil field facilities and personnel. Gold is trading at $646.40 an ounce. You're listening to Quality News Network.
If you're a news junkie, there's a book you must read called Don't Mess with the Press, How to Write, Report, and Produce Quality Television News. Don't Mess with the Press is a textbook for journalism students and a handbook for people already in the business. While written primarily as an instructional guide, Don't Mess with the Press is also useful for people who follow the news closely, who want to understand how news decisions are made by quality reporters to ensure they get the best news coverage possible. Don't Mess with the Press was written by Tony Seaton, founder and executive producer of the Quality News Network. Tony began his broadcast journalism career in his teens, eventually covering Watergate, 6 elections, 5 space shots, and a wide range of general news. He also produced Barbara Walters' news interviews for ABC. Ordering information for Don't Mess with the Press can be found at qualitynewsnetwork.com. Visit our website and click on the Don't Mess with the Press link.
Genetic tests prove an Indonesian clouded leopard thought to be a Southeast Asian leopard is actually a different species altogether. The leopard is found in the rainforests of Borneo and Sumatra. Between 1994 and 2004, as many as 361 new species have been found on Borneo alone. A report from Columbia University says prescription drug abuse has increased dramatically among American college students. The study also says nearly 50% of those on college campuses illegally use drugs or binge drink on a regular basis. All charges have been dropped against Hewlett-Packard chairwoman Patricia Dunn in the boardroom spying case. 3 other defendants have pleaded no contest to misdemeanors. Federal prosecutors say their investigation remains active. Bank of America will pay $26 million to settle federal charges of illegal trading. The bank was accused of publishing fake research on companies and leaking reports then used for illicit trading. GM posted a quarterly profit for the first time in 2 years. The automaker says its $950 million profit was the result of cost-cutting measures. However, GM also recorded a $2 billion loss overall for the year 2006. Asian and European stocks rebounded today following a recovery on Wall Street. The Dow Jones closed yesterday up 57 points, numbers that appear to reassure both markets. More at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
Live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
Good morning. No, this isn't Joe, but I'll do in a pinch. This is Agnes Kincaid. I'm happy to be with you this morning. What I want to know is, how are things going for you? One of the things about the Horn Network is that we want to know what's going on in your life. And given that Joe's show stems mainly from labor issues, how's it going at work? How's your benefits package? How's your 401k? Is it safe? Have you noticed what's going on in the news? The housing bubble's busting. The economy is risky at best. But then you take into the factors that you're just everyday living, going to the store, taking care of your kids, health care. All these things play in to what's going on in our world. The economy's not in good shape. Just this week, our teachers went on strike. A one-day strike to make a statement, because they needed a pay raise. Now, whether that's been hashed out or not, I don't know. But the sad thing of it is these are the people who take care of your children 8 hours a day. It's mandatory by state law. You have to have a living wage. You have to be secure in the knowledge that when you go to work tomorrow, that your kids are going to be taken care of, that your family's going to be taken care of, that your retirement's safe. Because one of these days, you will retire, and you don't need to be eating little Friskies. I've had a few people call in and say, oh, you know, that's just overboard. That's too much. Go take a look at some of the senior citizens around the country. With the Medicaid and the Medicare problems that we're having, that's not over the top. If you listened to Bob last night, you heard him talking about the problems with terminally ill patients, not getting medications, not getting the treatments they needed. It's prevalent in America today that we don't have a stable system. Now, what can we do to make it better? Building a small business is a monumental task. And trying to make sure that your employees are all covered is even worse, because you're starting out in the red anyway. But as an employee, you have to have something to fall back on. You have to have a safety net. So you have those two problems butting heads. There has to be a solution. It's Occam's razor. The simplest answer is usually the right one. But how do you go about getting that? Well, our government gets paid for their work. They represent us. They have excellent health care benefits. But what's our government doing for us right now? Is it your best interest that they're worried about? Is it the small business owner? Or is it the corporations? Who's actually getting anything from what's going on? Our labor parties are falling by the wayside. We need to build stronger unions. We need unions of the past. They were started for a reason. Now, what do we do to get back to that? Do we lobby the unions for more support? Do we tell them that we need them to get out there and talk more about what's going on? Do we get into a battle with government? Because they're not really union friendly. I was watching John Edwards on C-SPAN last night, and he was talking about how his family had benefited from the union and how he had been out there on strike lines, and his father and his mother had benefited by the unions. We need people in our government that represent us, that's been there and done that. It seems to me that the best education is one that's not only learned from books, but from experience. I like experience. Words don't mean a whole lot to me. I prefer to see action. What kind of action are you seeing? What kind of support are you getting? It's a symbiotic relationship. We work together. But we're not working together. We're working against one another, and it's a mess. Everyone cannot be out for themselves and expect for things to do well. When you see someone that's in need, you help. Time, effort, dedication. Humanity's not going to survive on its own. And it's not just survival of the fittest. So when it comes down to the people that you bring in to represent you, you're going to get what you pay for. Apathy and ignorance doesn't get you anything. You need to seek. You need to look. Garner as much knowledge as you can. Because it seems like the people that we have representing us now, no one bothered to even listen. If you voted for them, it's your fault. If you didn't vote for them, then you need to suggest change. You need to work for change. And it's hard. You go to work. You come home. You're taking care of the kids. You're taking care of the family. I don't have time to do this. You always have time. You'll make the time. But it's totally up to you. It's totally what you want. I work every day. But I will make time for other people. It doesn't matter what you believe in. Just matters that you give a consideration to your fellow man. We're going to take our first break. If you have any thoughts on the subject, give me a call at 1-877-443-2366. and let's have a conversation. It's only as bad as you let it be, but it can be a lot better. This is the Head On Radio Network. I'm Agnes Kincaid. The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Believe the environment is issue number one? Does the idea of genetically modified food cause you to lose your appetite? Do you prefer green over greed? Do rising sea levels and vanishing polar ice cause you concern about our planet and what we are doing to it? Would you like news with attitude on the environment, organics, renewable sources of energy? Well, then join me, John Fox, for Foxed Up. Weekdays 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. in the UK, and 9 a.m. here in Sydney, where conversation radio becomes conservation radio, and we turn it straight up to 11, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Have you ever lost too much money gambling? Did you ever think, just one more hand and I'll win it all back? Just one more roll of the dice? Or one more coin in the slot? This could be a sign of problem gambling. And like any addiction, it's hard to stop on your own. So if this sounds like you or someone you know, call the toll-free Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-866-NO-BET-00. That's 1-866-662-3800. Problem gambling can happen to anyone. If it has happened to you or someone you care about, please call. Confidential, professional help is available 24 hours a day. The Problem Gambling Helpline is funded by the Kansas Coalition on Problem Gambling and Addiction and Prevention Services. A message from the Problem Gambling Helpline and this radio station.
This is The Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And I'm Agnes Kincaid, filling in for Joe Vecchio. I see where Gonzalez is having some problems with his own party. Republican Senator John Sununu says that Gonzalez should be fired. Why did they put him in there anyway? This man's proven to be a sadistic little beastie. These are the people we have representing us. How safe do you feel about your future? Do we have a future? If we continue to keep people like this in office, we're not going to have one. This man wouldn't care to hurt your child. I believe Bob said it best. What happened to can do? Do we need to just sit back and let the world pass us by, stay in our own little box? I don't really want to. I think that if I work hard enough, my voice won't be the only one. One person talking is easily overlooked. A multitude of people talking, well, you can't ignore that. You know, marches and protests are put together far in advance, usually. You go and you get your permits and your certificates and you get everyone together. It's kind of hard to call that a protest. They know you're coming. They're ready for it. Now, I'm not talking about insurrection. But our society is built on appointments. Everybody's trying to juggle their time and put it together. Some things you have to make time for. It has to be a surprise. Because they're ready, they're waiting, and they know what you want to hear. Our government hires people to tell you what you want to hear. They make you go away for a while. Oh, you're unhappy? Well, we'll look into that. We're right on it. You know, 2 years later, you're still wondering what happened to the suggestion that you made or what you were looking for. People don't have years now. They don't have days. There's a desperation in the air that probably hasn't been felt since the Depression. Our jobs are being outsourced. That's not the folks' fault that's across the pond. It's not their fault that they're getting work too. And you can't hate them for that. Because when it comes down to it, you'll work where you can get work. But you can get mad at the corporations that are pulling out and going overseas. They're taking away your livelihood because you won't work for slave wages. How good is that? What's their tax base here? What are they doing to support the economy? They're taking our economy away. Some of the groups that I belong to, I've seen them talking about pharmaceutical companies, you know, being the big bad. Folks, we have to have pharmaceutical companies. But it's up to you to make sure that they're regulated. You have to have the drugs to treat illnesses. There's no magical cure. Fairy dust doesn't make it. So it's a need. It just depends on what you want to do with that need. When you go to your pharmacy and the pharmacist tells you it's a $500 prescription and you realize you don't have insurance and you can't get it, there are ways to go about getting your medication. Find out who makes your medication. Go to their website. They do have certificates for people who don't have the money and don't have insurance so that you can get what you need. Utilize that. I realize that it's far easier to look up and say, well, you know, they're going to make me pay for this and it's this much and I'm just not going to do it. It's your health. You've got to take care of you first, and then you can take care of your business. Start utilizing your county and city facilities as much as possible. They're there if you'll look. Your kids are sick, you don't have insurance, go to the health department. That's what they're there for. They have sliding scale. You can make your government work for you. You've just got to be willing to work yourself. Time and effort brings about great things. And if we all work together, we can do great things. I'm not talking about a utopian society. There'll never be one. Everyone can't agree on the same thing. But we can have a better world. It's just up to you to make it what you want it to be. I think we can all agree on the big items. Global warming, extinction of species. Because, folks, if you think it's just about the animals, think again. It's not. What do you depend on? If the animals are dying out, where are you on that chain? Plants, coral reefs. All these things work in unison to make your environment safe, livable. If they're dying out, it's not going to be long until we start having some really serious problems. I think we're starting to see that effect. But pay attention to what's going on around you. Walk away from the TV, walk away from the radio, walk away from the computer. Take a look at the world around you. Share with your children. Get them interested. I see a lot of children today, you know, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to go play some video games. And they do their homework and they eat and they get their baths and they go to bed. That's not life, folks. That's existing. Education is magical. And your children learn from you. They learn from the world around them. But you have to be involved. Let your children see what's going on. Don't deny them of their future, because at some point they're going to get up there, out into the world after they graduate, hopefully, and there's not going to be a concrete answer. They're going to have to be able to think and to work. You have to give them that skills to do that. Action is the best policy. Talking, as I said, words. What do words mean to you? Can a word build a house? As an idea, it can, but it's the action that's involved that finally gets it done. Demand action. Don't demand words. We're going to go to our bottom hour break. I hope you'll stay with us. The call-in number is 1-877-443-2366. I'd like to hear your ideas, your thoughts, just what's going on with you. Grab a cup of coffee, come on back in, sit down, and let's have a chat. I'm Agnes Kincaid.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Do you believe the environment is issue number one? Does the idea of genetically modified food cause you to lose your appetite? Do you prefer green over greed? Do rising sea levels and vanishing polar ice cause you concern about our planet and what we are doing to it? Would you like news with attitude on the environment, organics, renewable sources of energy? Well, then join me, John Fox, for Foxed Up. Weekdays 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. in the UK, and 9 a.m. here in Sydney, where conversation radio becomes conservation radio, and we turn it straight up to 11, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Here's a little test for you. Identify the following water-saving devices around your home. Using water wisely is important, since our growing population puts pressure on this limited resource. Ready? That's water-saving device number 19, your outdoor faucet. Check faucets, sprinklers, and hoses for drips or leaks to save water and money. That's your toothbrush, water-saving device number 54. Turn the faucet off while you brush and save up to 25 gallons a month. It's water-saving device number 11, your water bill. If it's unusually high, you could have a leak. Learn to detect and repair leaks by contacting your water provider. Last clue? That's BeWaterSmart.net, a helpful website full of water-saving tips from the Water Conservation Coalition and your local water provider. There are a number of ways to save water, and they all start with you. Water. Use it wisely.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
And we're back with the Cup of Joe Radio Show, and I'm Agnes Kincaid filling in for Joe Vecchio today. We have some callers on the line. We're going to go to Sue. Hey, Sue.
Good morning, Ed.
How are you, hon?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. It's wonderful
to talk to
you. Good
morning, all the foreign listeners, too. I think this is the earliest I've ever been on. Hey, listen, to kind of dovetail with what you were saying earlier, how are you doing now? Well, as everyone remembers, I'm still dancing for joy over this one. Ohio, I live in the great state of Ohio, and in November we elected a Democratic governor, the first one in, 20 years
yeah.
or something like that. And yesterday, Ted Strickland gave his State of the State address. And in it, there's a bunch of pouting neocons, like they never stop pouting anyway. But there's a bunch of pouting neocons in the state of Ohio today, and you know, I hope some tree-hugging liberal comes along and trips over their lips.
That works.
Oh, man, I'm just so ticked off at these people. The way that they have run roughshod over the state of Ohio and the way that they've just, I mean, really flushed it down the crapper is infuriating to me, because it truly is a great state. And we've bled to death all of our industrial jobs.
Right.
The manufacturing sector, the city that I live in, has lost all of it. And Hospira, Abbott Labs, is closing its plant here this year. By July of this year, the plant will be closed here in Ashland, Ohio, where I live.
Yeah.
And and those are 500 jobs gone. They're gone. Those are union jobs, and they're gone. My union job of 17 years, gone. They locked us out on October 6, 2004. I need that new tongue. That's okay. Going back to what Ted Strickland said yesterday, there were a bunch of guffaws and things like that from, at least this was the writer who wrote the article in the newspaper this morning. This was their interpretation of it. A bunch of guffaws from the Republicans when Ted Strickland talked about taking money away from school vouchers and funding private college tuitions and giving it back to public education, where it's exactly where it should be.
Exactly.
It should have never been taken away from public education in the first place. And he's also talking about repealing some of the tax breaks for the wealthy. Now, let me tell you what old Bob Taft, Mr. Convict Bob Taft did.
Okay.
He lowered the estate tax. He didn't eliminate it in Ohio, but he lowered the estate taxes like $300,000 or something like that before he had to start paying estate tax. So he lowered it to that amount and then raised the tax on cigarettes to offset it. Now, how stupid is that? And then when people stopped smoking because they couldn't afford it, they were bitching.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's a symbiotic relationship. They want you to be the host and, you know, you make it go.
It truly is insane. And I just love it. You know, the Ohio is turning blue again. We'll be blue again in the next, hopefully, two election cycles. And
I would hope that 2008 brings people to their feet, because we've been on our knees too long.
Right.
You know, education-wise, when you see teachers walking off their jobs because mm-hmm. they're not getting enough pay, and I'm sorry, to me, they couldn't make enough.
Absolutely.
We've got four children, and I know trying to be a good parent, I'm not talking about perfection, I'm talking about just good. It's hard. I can't imagine having 20, 30, 40 students a day that I was responsible for and just, you know, trying to do the best job I could, because you can't give each person individual attention that they need.
Absolutely.
So here are these men and women out here, and they've dedicated their lives to teaching your children. It's not for the money. The people who are making the big money aren't the ones that are out there in the service industry.
That's exactly it.
And, you know, they went into teaching because they loved teaching. They loved children.
Right.
It wasn't for the benefits. So when they ask for a pay raise, which I don't think is unreasonable at all, and they're being told, you have to teach to this test. You can't give a well-rounded education anymore.
Right.
I don't get it. Our government keeps talking about education, but yet they keep cutting the funding. They keep tying the teachers' hands.
Right.
So they're not wanting a smarter nation. They're wanting to dumb us down.
Right.
And it would seem that people should at some point be able to... Sorry, my puppy. people at some point should be able to realize that they're not getting what they're supposed to.
Right.
Do you?
Well, and this week here in Ashland City Schools, my niece is in, she's a freshman in high school, and this week she doesn't have to be to school until 10 o'clock in the morning because they're doing the Ohio graduation test.
Right.
Which you have to pass those now in order to graduate. And there was a, my local newspaper is essentially a Republican rag. I mean, it just defames the word newspaper to even call it a newspaper.
I think a lot of them are like that.
Yeah, the editor-in-chief wrote one of his long-winded world is flat thinking editorials this morning. And it was all, well, is teaching to the test a good thing? Well, we'll know in about a year. Hello.
Well, I mean, okay, you go to the doctor and you walk in and you've got something wrong with you and you look at Doogie standing there. You know, he looks about 15 years old. So, where'd you graduate from? withdrawal spunky school of medicine. It's just not working out.
Right.
Teaching to a certain criteria does not give you answers.
Right.
You become a trained monkey.
Right.
So, you know, what's going on in people's minds that they just look at it and go, oh, well, you know, okay, it's fine. Well, it'll be taken care of.
Well, because I honestly think they do it to condition the kids nowadays to get used to the fact that you don't have to use your critical thinking and your problem-solving skills. All you have to know is, are you able to say, welcome to Walmart, or do you want fries with that?
Yeah, it's the insanity underneath it all is that they're looking at teachers and they're tying their hands. I mean, right around testing time, the teachers are in a frantic pace, the students are in a frantic pace. It's a little ways off for the assessments for my children.
Right.
And they're already frantic over it. We're talking about a level of stress that you shouldn't see until you're an adult.
Right.
And I'm going, look, you know what? Do the best you can. I don't want you freaking out. If you do your best, that's all anyone can ask for.
Right.
However, I can look at my government right now and say, you're not doing the best.
Right.
And I'm going to make you answer for it. Now, I know that I'm not the only parent that feels that way. I want private schools have well-rounded curriculum.
Right.
Public schools don't anymore. They're cutting arts, everything except what they want you to have.
Right. Well, the superintendent of the schools here a few months back recommended, and he blatantly said it right in the newspaper. He said, I recommend everyone read Thomas Friedman's The World is Flat. and then it was like a couple months after he had said that, it was discovered that he was bantering around the idea of eliminating the horticulture and agriculture classes here in the city school system. And it's like, since when is Ohio not a farm state, you dork?
Did they cut out animal husbandry? Or is he going to teach that class? You know. Sorry. That was bad. but do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. They're
taking away the livelihood of the American people.
Exactly.
And you have to have critical thinking. There is no job that requires stupidity.
Exactly.
And that's what's happening. We're being dumbed down.
Yep. In the worst way. In the worst way.
Well, and how much... Okay, mommy and daddy go off to work. You've got a babysitter. Your kids come home, you've got dinner, you're trying to prepare for the next day. How much time do you have to teach your children something else?
Right. Because kids are tired at the end of the day, too. They've got to lug around backpacks that weigh 20, 30 pounds.
Yeah, there are kids that are having back problems at 10 and 11 years old because their stuff... Well, for one thing, I don't know how it is there, but here we rarely see a textbook. On occasion we do. And I keep after the kids. I ask them, you know, what are you reading? What are you doing? You're having problems with this? Come here, we'll work on it. But when my oldest was in high school, she would come home with backpacks, and she'd be dragging the dirt by the end of the day.
Right.
Because her back was killing her.
Right.
Okay, they've went to mesh bags, clear bags. Honestly, how much can a mesh bag carry?
Right.
They're so worried about what's going to go on in schools. It seems to me that the violence issues have become more predominant in the last few years since this administration took effect than it did ever before.
Right.
Now, with everything that's going on, is it that we're hearing more about it now, that it was prevalent a few years ago, but we're just hearing more about it, or is it that the crime rate and the stress has increased to the point that, you know, people are vibrating. They're coming out of their skin.
Well, it's amazing when you have a populace that's hungry because they can't afford food because they had to choose between food and gasoline for their car to make it to their job the next day.
That's right.
And they're going without health care, excuse me, and they have an underlying health condition, but they can't afford to go to the doctor because of they're taking care of an elderly parent or something like that.
Right.
It's a vicious pitfall that we're in. It's a slippery slope, and unless more people like Ted Strickland, God bless him, start putting the brakes on these things. Ohio is home to three of the most poverty-stricken big cities in America: Cleveland, Toledo, and Cincinnati. That's not something to brag about.
No.
And when more Democrats start stepping up like Ted Strickland is doing and start putting the brakes on these tax cuts to the wealthiest one-tenth of 1% of Americans and start making this country what it's about is for the people,
well,
we're going to continue to have these problems.
One of the things that I think they should consider, a good employee, a loyal employee, is a healthy employee.
Right.
And Bob and I were talking one night, and I had said something. I said, you know, why don't they make it mandatory for a person to have a PET scan once a year? A PET scan, full body, where you can catch things at early stages. You know, get a full physical. You catch something in early stages, it's taken care of. Your health care costs are dramatically reduced.
Right.
Your chance of survival,
right,
is at the top line. So is it population control that's going on now?
Most likely.
You know, I keep seeing the information about the pre-Iraq invasion, everything that they knew, the technology that they used, the things that are going on now here with our healthcare system. And it's almost like a primitive Logan's Run.
Right.
It's a population control.
Right.
Now, I don't know where they came up with the idea. I wish that the people in our government would stop watching TV. They're watching some really bad movies.
Right.
But I wonder where they're going to go with it next. Are they going to make the draft mandatory? Are they going to end up cutting out what little health care that we have to fall back on for our elderly and for the young?
Well, it really makes you wonder. And unless we stand up collectively and say, hell no, they're going to continue right on. Well, listen, I know you got to get a break here.
We're going to hit the break, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Agnes.
I love you, Sue.
I love you, too. Take
care. You too. Bye-bye. It's 48 minutes after the hour. We're going to hit our last break. I want to thank you all for being here with me. I'm not as eloquent as Joe is, but I enjoy spending time with you, whether it be on air or off. And I hope that we work together to make a better world. I think we can do it. You're listening to the Head On Radio Network. I'm Agnes Kincaid.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Wad Wally and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. Just stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters, all you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
The Native American Journalists Association is calling out to tomorrow's reporters, photographers, editors, and publishers to represent Native perspectives.
Today's agreement allows the Nebraska State Patrol and Winnebago Tribal Police to share enforcement.
The tribe is taking its concerns to the Bureau of Reclamation, which manages and
Native American inmates have filed suit against the prison.
Go to NAJA.com to learn more about membership and benefits. NAJA, raising the next generation of storytellers.
This is the story about a group of kids who volunteered.
We fix stuff. Did some art projects with the kids.
Clean up the park.
We worked in the woods.
I just wanted to do something.
We fixed up this house.
Did something for the planet.
Hey, that was all I needed. And you know what? It was great.
It was a blast.
At first, they didn't know each other.
I didn't know anyone.
Well, that didn't last long.
This guy is really funny.
Me?
These are my new friends. These are really good new friends.
Are you into it?
Are You Into It is a volunteer program for kids like you who care. If you want to make a difference in your community and make friends, call 4-H toll-free at 1-888-77-YOUTH or check out our website at www.areyouintoit.com.
This definitely made a difference.
I feel like I can do everything now.
Yeah.
A public service message brought to you by 4-H, the Cooperative Extension System, and the Ad Council.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Agnes Kincaid, sitting in for Joe Vecchio. It's 53 minutes after the top of the hour. And I want to thank everybody for spending your time with me today. We're talking a little bit about what's going on in our world around us. I'm going to get back to the phones in a second. I just wanted to read a message from one of our listeners. You mentioned the teacher strike. This country should put our children's education on the top priority list. A good start would be to cherish the educators by paying them. And I mean paying them as one of the top earners in the nation. Just about every successful person has a story about a certain teacher that inspired, encouraged, and contributed to their life. As you mentioned, education is magical. Teachers provide a great deal to the magic. Thank you, Billy. That's precisely right. They're the magic, folks. When you're sick, you have nurses and doctors, and to learn, you have a bevy of educators that are dedicated to serving you and your life. Should those people be left out in the cold and made to beg for what they so well deserve? We're going to get back to the phones now. I have Kevin.
Hi, Agnes. It's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How are you, honey?
Fine. I was going to talk about Gonzalez, but you know what?
Oh, please do.
Okay. Maybe it could be a twofer in the time we have left.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. I, as a person of color, I am so insulted when these Republicans of color come out and say, well, I've come through, I've overcame a lot to get to where I am.
Right.
You know what? He's a fascist pig. So did Manuel Noriega. Noriega came through, overcame a lot, poverty and all that, to get to where he's at. It doesn't excuse the fact that he's committed crimes against humanity. And that's really all I have to say about him.
Well, you know, I don't think that people realize everybody's overcome something to get to where they are.
Yeah, but he was using that when he made that little, you know, soliloquy.
Right. And it's...
How convenient.
People, everybody has a story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason that the horn came into being.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone has something to put forth. Now, some people are more in the spotlight than others. But everyone's had to overcome something in their life. People who get up there and say, well, you know, I had such a bad life when I was little. Oh, it was awful, but look where I am now. That's great. And it's wonderful that they got there. But what about the people that struggled all their lives to do better? You know, what about their story?
Yeah.
It doesn't make one better than the other.
Yeah.
And it seems that for some of the people out there that supposedly had such a hard struggle, they forget their humanity.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if it was so hard, why in the world would you make someone else suffer?
Oh, well, it's self-hatred. A lot of it is self. You know, Clarence Thomas is the same way. So.
Well, it's, you know, we're all red inside.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what sex you are. And it doesn't matter about sexual orientation.
Yeah.
And being bonded together by humanity, you would think that one person would want just as much for someone else as they would want for themselves. You know, so it's, I've enjoyed listening to you since you began calling in. You're very eloquent in your speech.
Oh, thank you. And the other thing I want to say, who are the highest paid wage earners in this country?
Corporations,
no,
government.
Wage, people who work for other people, you know. I would say actors, athletes, and entertainers, right?
Possibly.
Guess what? They're represented by unions. Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, Jennifer Lopez, and this is going out to the people, are all represented by unions.
Right.
Okay, they have unions working for them. When baseball players don't get a fair deal, this is what, and you know, this is what I really want to focus on. You know, when ball players that don't get a fair deal or feel out of their $400,000 or $500,000 minimum salary, because that's what a poor basketball player makes.
Right.
They go out on strike. Same thing with, you know, you could be a commercial actor, you know, who does commercials. You're still getting at least a couple hundred grand. People don't realize that. They are represented by unions, Screen Actors Guild.
Unions.
People who write the shows.
Every,
this is why teachers, male people, everyday working people like you and I have to form unions.
Well, and there is a teachers union, and they're out there trying to help the teachers now.
Yeah.
It's unions aren't today what they were at one time because they've sort of dropped back. They need to become more prevalent and like the unions of old. Because, you know, they brought you the 40-hour work week. They brought you overtime. And we just need to keep working together and rebuild that. Kevin, we're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it, folks. I appreciate you being here. Thank you for spending your time with me. Hopefully tomorrow Joe will be back on and everything will be back to normal. Until then, thank you for coming to the horn. We hope that you'll come back and have a great day.
The Horn, the Head-On Radio Network.
You're listening to the Venture 3 Radio Network.
Senate Democrats' budget leaves war funding intact. Senate debates troop withdrawal measure. No apology from General Pace for gay stance. Democrats work to smooth Iraq tension. House approves three open government bills. Hillary Clinton calls for Gonzalez's resignation. Gonzalez rejects calls for his resignation. George Bush upset over flawed attorney firings. Justice's plan for firing seven prosecutors, an email that's released about what really went on. Israel not enthusiastic about strike on Iran, says Olmert. Giuliani will miss firefighters' events. Giuliani law firm lobbies in Texas for Chavez-controlled Citgo. McCain draws heat from Vet Group and Club for Growth. Calderon condemns border fence. 2008 hopefuls vow better care for vets. Richardson presses oil independence plan. GOP weighs value of California independence. 2008 campaign will test the privacy of candidates' personal lives. These are the issues ahead on the Jeff Allen Wolf Show, starting now.